This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking Bills and Dolphins with Howard Simon on the WBEN Liveline this morning. Howard, always great to talk football with you. Bills in Miami, this is a dysfunctional Dolphins team this year that's really having a train wreck of a season, although they always seem to give the Bills a pretty good fight every time. What do you expect this Sunday?
I don't think, honestly, it'll be a good fight. I just think they have so many problems on so many different levels right now, that it's just hard to look at the matchup, Susan, and say their defense will be able to stop the Bills enough, or their offense, if it turns into a high-scoring game, the way their offense is struggling, they'll be able to put up enough points to stay with the Bills. I know it's only on paper. You never know what happens. But on paper, it would look to be a game that the Bills should not be able to have any struggles in, right? They should just go steamroll those guys. They're playing that badly right now.
So how do you approach games like this, right? It's almost like, I hate to say it, but you go up against the Dolphins. Actually, I love to say it. You go up against the Dolphins, and it's like a preseason game where you need to win. You know you need to win, but you don't want to give too much away, do you?
No, but you know, you also can't walk in thinking, well, we're just going to roll those guys. You and I can say that. They can't. The Bills can't. You know, they got. I love what Sean McDermott said last week, or after the win over Kansas City. He talked about the attitude of his players, right? What it was during the week preparing, what it was when they played Kansas City. I mean, that was, those guys, you know, were sharp. They were focused all week. The Chiefs were coming up. You got to have that same attitude for Miami. You know, you can't look at 2-7 and look at all their stats and all the stuff. Susan's right. It's a dysfunctional organization. You got to throw all that stuff away. Guess what? You're still chasing New England for first in the division. Last time I checked, you haven't clinched a playoff spot. And you're still in the race for the one seed. So there's plenty on the line for the Bills to make sure they stay focused and take a game they should have in the win column.
James Cook this week was on the injury report. Yesterday he said he's ready to go. He's going to be out there. But do you expect that maybe they don't play him as much to get him healthy for the next one?
I think it would depend on how injured, I mean, what kind of shape he's in. What I would not do is, if you think he can, either he plays or he's hurt and he can't play. I would not say, well, guys, it's Miami. So anybody who's borderline, let's just sit everybody because we're just going to, you know, we're going to stomp them. I think that's a dangerous mindset to get into if you're the Bills. So I think there's a little bit of a, regardless of the opponent, is he able to play or not? And I think that's the decision. I don't think you store guys. And I get where you're going. There's a lot of guys on the injury report this week. You know, some limited, some DNPs. I don't think you would look at the game and go, let's rest guys because this should be easy no matter what. I think that's a dangerous thing to do.
You know, what we saw at the end of last game helped help seal the game for the Bills against the Chiefs was, would you know, a pass to James Cook. Now right. That they know they're allowed to do that, do you think the Bills do it a little more often?
Yeah, and that was his only target in the entire game. Like, they're not throwing him the ball, Brian. I mean, it's as great a season as he's having, you can definitely make the case. And I know, you know, a lot of times he's going to come out on third down. They're going to put Ty Johnson in, and he's better in pass protection and all that. But James Cook is your second best player on offense behind the quarterback. So I think they've done a better job of increasing his snap count and getting him touches. But I would like to see him involved in the passing game. James Cook in open space. James Cook with guys around him waiting to tackle him is dangerous. So I'm with you. I'd like to see, you know, we're not talking leading receiver in terms of catches, but I'd like him to not go into the fourth quarter without a target like he did against Kansas City.
Bad news for Christian Benford. He went from being limited Wednesday to not practicing yesterday. Do you expect to see a lot more of Max Hairston then?
I would think. I mean, your options are either Max Hairston is going to play his first full game, like every snap, him and Trey White, boom, lock him in. They're your two corners. Or you're going to work in some kind of rotation. I mean, Jamarcus Ingram, Cam Lewis might be playing nickel if Taron Johnson can't play. But that's the only other option, Susan, is you would work in somebody else. If they don't think Hairston can handle 100% of the snaps, I'm pretty sure Trey is going to have to, if Benford doesn't play, that they would try and maybe not necessarily every other series. You know, the other game against Kansas City the other day, 50-50, Trey White and Maxwell Hairston. Maybe Hairston plays 60, 70, whatever percent of the snaps if they don't think he's ready for a full game. But I think this is a really good opportunity for him to get a whole bunch of game reps. You know, it's not a super dangerous receiving core for Miami outside of Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle, you got to worry about.
Yeah, well, a lot of people love what they're seeing out of Hairston so far, even though it's only been a couple of games here. I want to look around the league, Howard. Last night, stinker of a game. But the question that I like getting around, I was talking about this with a friend last week too. The Broncos win last night.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing for the Bills because it makes it harder on the Chiefs, or do we just want them to lose no matter what?
I had the same discussion with myself, Brian, last night. Were you in the basement watching the game with me?
No. You don't want to know, Howard.
I'm doing the same thing. Like the initial part of me is lose Denver because we want the Bills to get the one seed, right? But everybody wants Kansas City buried. You don't want them coming. The Chiefs are a really good football team. They're far better than the Broncos. I think they're better than the Chargers. So, we're all worried. Kansas City comes back. They win the division. Now they get to play a home playoff game at Arrowhead again. You don't want to have to go there, blah, blah, blah. So it's tough. I'm leaning towards I would have leaned more towards let's get Denver a loss. Let's get the Colts a loss. Let's catch and pass the Patriots and go with the one seed as opposed to, hey, but Kansas City could still win the division. I'd like the Bills to get the one seed, so I ended up rooting for the Raiders. Of course, that was really a bad idea because they stink.
And then you got the Patriots-Bucks game Sunday to watch in Tampa as well. That's going to be a big one.
That's a big game. That's a big game. Need the Bucks to come up. Bucks are going to have a big impact on the AFC East the next 2 weeks. They play New England, and then they play the Bills. You need the Bucks to win this game because after Tampa, if New England wins, they go to 8-2. Their next three games are Jets, Bengals, Giants. You don't really see a loss in there.
No.
So it's not out of the question. They're 11-2 coming out of the bye when the Bills go to New England.
Yeah. Unbelievable, that schedule they have. They don't make the schedule, but, man, it's tough for us to sit back and look at it. Howard, thanks so much for being on with us. Always love to talk with you. Howard Simon, talking about the Bills. Let's squish the fish on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.